Let's head over to Austin. The Speaker of the Texas House, the Honorable Joe Strauss, joins us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Speaker.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. It's been hot and hectic over on the Senate side ever since day one of this special session. They once again worked after midnight last night. Things are a little more measured in the House of Representatives. If you would, spend a minute or two explaining to our listeners why things move at a different pace in the House as opposed to the Senate.
Well, sure. First of all, we are moving legislation, and if it's not on the floor as much as the Senate has, but in the committees where we're giving every single bill the full consideration that I think they deserve, the pace of these bills coming out of committee through the calendars committee and our process over here to the floor is a few days behind the Senate. But we're only halfway through the second week of a four-week session here, and this is not a race. This isn't to see who can be first. I care a lot more about the substance than I do the speed at which we work. But we will get the work done. We are giving every item on Governor Abbott's agenda thorough consideration. We're giving the public plenty of chances to testify and make their opinions heard. So we did pass yesterday the one must-pass bill, and the reason that the governor had to call this special session, that was the sunset bill that gave extended life to several agencies, most importantly the medical board. So we are getting through the work. We have probably eight or nine committees hearing lots of bills today. And we did yesterday, and we will until our work is completed here. But the pace is really not the problem. What most people should be concerned about is the substance of the legislation that we're passing.
Well, we can start with SB3. Of course, the Senate, they have one more ceremonial vote, but then it comes over to the House. It was a 21-10 vote, as people probably know. And once again, Texas is on the front page of every major newspaper, leading all the newscasts because of what had happened in North Carolina before and the fact that no legislation came to the House in the regular session. Is there a bathroom bill that you as Speaker would bring to the floor?
Well, actually, the House did pass a bathroom bill by way of an amendment to a school safety bill. It was rejected by the lieutenant governor, and so therefore there was no compromise and no legislation in the regular session. I'm not a fan of the bathroom bill. I've made no secret of that. I often say that government should not get in the way of people's success, and I think this bill is government getting in the way. That's what I've heard from the business community all over the state of Texas and all over the country. What we heard yesterday, again, from law enforcement, who say there is no problem in our bathrooms, and we've heard it certainly from educators who are on the front line of dealing with this issue when it arises, and they've dealt with it for many, many years without a problem. None of these groups and individuals think that a bathroom bill is necessary for the state of Texas, and I don't want to repeat the mistakes that North Carolina's made. In fact, yesterday I saw an editorial in the Raleigh, North Carolina newspaper, and they asked a very good question. I said, why would Texas walk intentionally head first into a cactus? And that's from the one state that passed it. No other state other than our state is seriously considering doing this at this time.
I'd like to get your comments on the fact that there were several police chiefs who came out, in fact, against the bathroom bill yesterday in Austin.
They did. They said that the police chief from my home city in San Antonio made a pretty plain statement. He said, don't you think our police officers have more important things to do? I thought that was a pretty good question.
Joe Strauss, the Speaker of the House, has joined us this morning. Mr. Speaker, before the special session started, Texas Public Policy Council held a meeting of their members. The governor spoke there. The lieutenant governor spoke there. Were you invited to attend?
As far as I know, I was not.
The lieutenant governor, in his address, described himself as the governor's 20-by-20 guy and his wingman. So where is Joe Strauss in that formation?
Well, I would have to say that I'm loyal to the Texas House, and I'm loyal to the constituents from Northeast Bexar County that sent me here to serve alongside John Rainey and Kyle Casale. And the other 100 and, you know, the 150 members of the Texas House. So my focus is on issues that create economic growth, providing quality workforce, making our universities better, improving transportation, making sure we have an adequate supply of water, which where I come from is a life and death situation. So I think most Republicans want us to focus on issues that lead to economic growth and success. And I know that big conservatives like Rainey and Casale think that way. And our record is very conservative in the House. We've passed balanced budgets. We've cut taxes. We've passed voter ID bills and the like. And all the while, we try very hard to keep a strong climate in the state for job creation. So I don't really worry about being a wingman. I worry about keeping the 150 member House of Representatives on the right path, doing what we feel is in the best interest of the state of Texas.
Among the comments that the lieutenant governor made at the Texas Public Policy Council and involved these statements.
I believe there's a movement within our own party, led by the speaker, who wants to put us on a path to a state income tax and billions more dollars of spending. And I've said this several times. I haven't seen him really push back very hard on that issue, by the way. And I think he's joining with big government Democrats who want that.
I'd like to get your comments.
So blatantly absurd, it's laughable. We've cut taxes. It's true in the House that we have focused on public education and property tax, high property taxes that Texans are having to pay. We focused on the problems of Robin Hood, where people's property taxes related to schools are over half their tax bill, and a lot of that money doesn't stay in their local district. It goes to the state of Texas, and in many cases doesn't go to education at all. So, what we are trying to focus on here is reducing people's property taxes by better funding our schools. And it's an argument that has gotten some traction. The governor has added school finance to the call up here, which I think is a very positive move. And some of the name calling from the lieutenant governor is just his style. It's his way of doing politics. It worked for him. And I focus on results. I focus on working with people, trying to bring people together. And I think I've proven over my 10-year Speaker of the House that I know how to govern without being an extremist. I know how to pull people together to come up with solutions. And part of focusing on results means you have to put some of the exaggerations, some of the invectives, some of the name-calling aside, let it kind of roll off your back and focus on doing good work. And I think that's what the House has done. And we have 2.5 more weeks here, and that's what we will continue to focus on, to try to pass bills that we think are worthy of the people we represent in the best interest of the state of Texas.
And those last two things, House Bill 4 was debated yesterday. Dennis Bonin is the sponsor, the committee chair and the sponsor of that. Now, that provision would require cities and counties and some special purpose districts to get voter approval if they do plan to have property tax revenues go up by 5% or more. Is that bill, House Bill 4, the one that you particularly would like to see come to the floor?
Well, I don't know what form it will be in. We are focused on property tax reform. And in the House, as I said earlier, we're laser-focused on trying to reduce people's school property taxes, which make up 54% of the property taxes that Texans pay. 10 years ago, the numbers were reversed. Instead of close to 60% of school property taxes being paid by local taxpayers, it was paid for by the state. That's a reversal now. It's almost 40-60. And the more the state picks up the cost of public education, the less the need for raising people's property taxes. So that's what I'm focused on. Chairman Bonin is a very capable, experienced, smart guy, and he will work with this committee and work with stakeholders and work with other House members to see where the votes are and what form his bill needs to take to pass the House.
Finally today, the word Rainy Day Fund and teacher bonuses was put together yesterday in the House. What are your thoughts on using the rainy day fund to be able to reward the teachers of Texas?
Well, it's not so much rewarding the teachers of Texas, it's trying to save them from terrible spiraling health care costs to retired teachers. And during the regular session, the House voted to use a small portion, relatively small portion, of the rainy day fund to do these things because the budget is tight. We had to do some cuts. I don't think there's anything more important than making sure we keep our promises to our retired teachers. They served our state with great distinction. The most important job that anybody could have is to be a good teacher. And they're facing serious increases in their health care. We're going to continue to work with them to find some funding so that they can live with the health care costs that keep going up and the premium increases.
Do you think we can get it all done in one special session?
Sure. Yeah, there shouldn't be a problem with that, although it's a very ambitious list of items, some of which are not really all that controversial. Many of them are, and they're going to take some work, and it's pretty ambitious to cover 20-some-odd issues in 30 days, but we will get through them thoroughly in the House, and the ones that we feel are the most important, best for the state of Texas, will pass. There may be a few that don't make it all the way through the system, but that's the way it is. And during the regular session, there may have been, 5,000 or 6,000 bills filed, and 1,100 or 1,200 of them became law. So we're working with the governor, and the House is going to prioritize and to pay attention to the substance of these bills, and we'll pass the ones that we think are worthy and maybe leave a few of them for another day.
Joe Strauss is the Speaker of the House of the State of Texas. Mr. Speaker, thank you for spending a few minutes with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. See you.